Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Kicking things off today, we're seeing a tidal wave of ransomware activity shaking up the cybersecurity landscape. According to data from ReliaQuest, the first quarter of 2026 saw an eye-watering 2,638 victim posts on ransomware leak sites. That's a hefty 22% jump compared to last year, highlighting just how relentless these cyber crooks have become. Established groups like Akira and Killen are still wreaking havoc, but there's a new kid on the block making waves. The Gentleman Group's activity has surged by a whopping 588%, and they're quickly becoming a major player among cyber criminals. Alongside them, fresh leak sites like ZeroAPT and ALP001 are muddying the waters by making breach claims that might not even be real. This explosion of dubious sites makes it even harder for businesses to sort fact from fiction when managing incidents and reputational risk. What's more, ransomware operators are changing their stripes, pushing beyond the typical playbook we've come to expect. Take the Shiny Hunters group, for example. Instead of just encrypting data and demanding a ransom, they're pilfering information using legitimate access. This tactic slipped under a lot of radars because it doesn't create the obvious chaos of encrypted files. It's become clear that focusing too much on specific hackers can actually leave organizations open to broader types of attack. Companies are being urged to prioritize defenses against the most prevalent threats, like credential theft and remote access abuse. In other words, it's not just about chasing the bad guys anymore, but about knitting a much tighter security net across the board. Flipping gears now, let's look at how shifting geopolitics are fueling a boom in renewable energy adoption worldwide. The ongoing crisis in Iran has sent fossil fuel-dependent nations scrambling to diversify their energy supplies, triggering a global rethink. Renewable technology, especially from China, is seeing a meteoric rise as countries seek more reliable alternatives. In just March, Chinese exports of solar tech, batteries, and electric vehicles skyrocketed by 70% year-on-year. That's a colossal leap, cementing China's role as the world's green tech powerhouse. Many are seeing this as a wake-up call, with fluctuating oil and gas prices pushing countries to shore up their energy security. Pakistan is a standout example, managing to slash energy costs thanks to affordable Chinese solar panels. This isn't just about climate change anymore. It's about surviving in a world where geopolitics drives the price of powering your home. Once seen as a nice-to-have, renewables have become absolutely essential for keeping the lights on amid global unrest. We're genuinely witnessing a transformative moment where energy independence and resilience are at the forefront of national policy. Moving on to some truly revolutionary tech, California's Sonic Fire Tech has made big news by deploying soundwave technology to put out fires. It almost sounds like science fiction, using low-frequency vibrations to snuff out flames rather than drenching them in chemicals or water. The secret behind this breakthrough lies in disrupting the fundamental chemical reactions that allow fire to burn. That means no toxic after-effects and minimal property damage compared to traditional firefighting methods. If this technology takes off, we could be looking at a future where responding to bushfires and industrial blazes is safer for people and the environment. Of course, it'll take more real-world trials before sound-based fire suppression becomes mainstream, but the early results are nothing short of astonishing. Meanwhile, another novel technology is making literal waves in the sky as cloud seeding by drone becomes a viable solution against water shortages. Rainmaker, an up-and-coming firm, claims to have produced over 143 million gallons of fresh water for folks in Utah and Oregon. Using targeted seeding techniques, their drones encourage rain clouds to form and drop their precious loads precisely where they're needed most. Direct monitoring has shown a strong link between Rainmaker's operations and measurable increases in local rainfall. Best of all, drone-based cloud seeding is far more cost-effective than older weather modification tools, meaning more places might soon see relief from crippling droughts. Rainmaker currently operates across several U.S. states and is keen to promote its approach as a practical fix for Western America's chronic water woes. Despite some debate about long-term efficacy and environmental impact, there's no denying that cloud seeding tech is entering a new era thanks to advances in drones and data. Pivoting now to a more developer-focused frontier, there's been a buzz around a new file system project called FUSEX, courtesy of Miklos Cesari at Red Hat. As an experimental offshoot of the standard file system in user space or Fuse, FUSEX gives devs a sandbox to test big ideas without breaking established code. This could pave the way for future upgrades, letting the core Fuse environment evolve more quickly while maintaining peace of mind for users who rely on it for production workloads. It's still early days, but the project's potential is huge. Everyone's watching to see which experiments will eventually make their way into the next generation of Fuse proper. At the same time, another development is grabbing headlines for more controversial reasons: the rapid rise and challenges of nuclear AI startup Fermi. Fermi has made sweeping promises of pairing dedicated nuclear power sites with cutting-edge AI-run data centers, essentially fueling the future of intelligence-driven computing. However, there's a storm brewing beneath the glossy headlines, with the firm having trouble landing major commercial deals. After its much-hyped public launch, Fermi's stock took a nosedive, as investors realized the tech was long on ambition but short on actual customers. The situation serves as a timely reminder for everyone to look past the marketing buzz and apply serious due diligence when betting on revolutionary tech. On the more encouraging side, AMD's recent release of Gaia version 0.17.5 shows genuine progress for AI at the edge, letting users tap into powerful computing with less reliance on the cloud. With a shift towards a multimodal model, the new version promises to make AI agents more versatile, paving the way for faster and more efficient workloads right where they're needed. This aligns with the broader trend of putting more advanced AI capabilities directly into users' hands, encouraging customization, privacy, and lower latency in AI-powered tasks. It's an ongoing evolution, but the direction is clear: smarter and more autonomous technology moving ever closer to home base. Wrapping up today's high-tech news sweep, let's talk about something a bit closer to many listeners: desktops. The state of Ubuntu's official flavors in 2026. Ubuntu 26.04 LTS just landed with a slimmer lineup, trimming the number of official flavors for the first time in years. This move has sparked plenty of debate, with some fans lamenting the loss of variety and others welcoming a more streamlined experience. For ages, Ubuntu's buffet of flavors offered combinations of desktop environments and features to suit just about any taste or requirement. But in practice, too many flavors can cause confusion, create fragmented support, and dilute quality, especially as maintaining them becomes harder with each release. Canonical's new approach sees official status reserved for those projects that meet the highest standards and have committed, active teams behind them. That way, end users get a clearer choice, and every supported flavor receives the attention it deserves to stay at the top of its game. At the same time, open source being what it is, community efforts are still free to carry on outside the official umbrella. The goal is to stop cluttering the main Ubuntu experience, while still encouraging innovation and diversity where they matter most. In summary, our planet's digital and physical infrastructure is evolving at a blistering pace, pressed by everything from cyber extortion to climate-fueled energy instability, and the meteoric rise of new technologies in fields we could barely have imagined a decade ago. Facing these intertwined challenges will demand a mix of advanced tools, strategic cooperation across industries and borders, and, above all, a willingness to adapt with both discipline and imagination. And as always, staying informed is the first step to staying prepared. Thanks for listening.